The FDA's questions about acrylamide add to worries over food. Commentator Laura Fraser says people's preoccupation with dieting can make preparing meals for social occasions frustrating.
I recently threw a dinner party. It was a simple but rather scrumptious meal. Bruschetta, insalata caprese, barbecued chicken, fresh corn, and green salad. Then some strawberries drenched in limoncello, a lemon liqueur from southern Italy. It was a meal few people could complain about. But they did. Of the four women there, not one of them could eat the entire meal with the pleasure it hoped to offer by cooking it. One was on the protein diet, the one that says you'll lose weight healthfully by eating bacon and peanut butter for breakfast. She could only eat the mozzarella in the salad and wondered aloud whether it was okay for her chicken to have marinade on it. Another was on a blood type diet where you eliminate whole categories of food depending on whether you're O negative or A positive. She ate everything but the mozzarella in her salad and asked if there weren't some strawberries left that weren't drenched in that terribly high-sugar limoncello. Another friend made a production out of taking the skin off the chicken and mentioned that corn is really a starch, not a vegetable. But she managed to polish off a whole bottle of Pinot Grigio by herself. The last refused the tomatoes, no nightshade vegetables, and tried sopping up all the olive oil in the salad with her cloth napkin. I was miffed. If it weren't for the men at the table, I would have been in tears. The men, God bless them, ate everything with gusto, complimented the cook, and asked for more, like decent human beings. The women, friends who are usually considerate, had almost ruined my dinner party by trying to prove that they were sticking to some moral, skinnier-than-thou diet regime. I won't invite a single one back until they go off their diets. There are, of course, some people who really can't eat everything. These people usually call the host before the party to explain, for example, that they go into anaphylactic shock around peanuts. That gives the host a chance to change the Thai chicken and peanut sauce to lamb medallions so everyone's happy. Others make subtle choices at the table without calling attention to themselves. Dieting in public is a pet peeve of the French. They believe that announcing your dislike of a food or your inability to eat it is completely gauche. They realize that making a meal is an art. Of course, French women are at an advantage. They didn't grow up in a puritanical culture that has always been suspicious of women's appetites. Nor do they view weight as a sign of character and dieting morality. They live in a culture that likes to eat. We eat with pleasure, one French friend told me recently. We don't feel guilty about what we eat, and we don't feel guilty about our bodies. Her, I'd like to have over for dinner.
The comments of Laura Fraser, a writer in San Francisco and author of An Italian Affair.